Through it all, Obama enjoyed the adoration of liberal voters and the acquiescence of congressional progressives, who often refrained from a confrontation with the Democratic White House, even when Obama's administration was steamrolling their agenda. In constantly seeking common ground with the GOP, Obama may have expected some friendships in return. Instead, they gave him few congressional votes and offered even fewer words of praise. Then they delivered a midterm shellacking that effectively ended the possibility of transformational change. Obama would later write that he avoided a crackdown on Wall Street because that might have required a violence to the social order. That reverence for the status quo and deference to Wall Street after the financial crisis and housing meltdown ultimately helped create the backlash conditions for the rise of Trump. One data point suggested a direct linkage. In one-third of the counties that flipped from Obama to Donald Trump, there had been an increase in the number of residents whose home mortgages were underwater in 2016, according to a study by the Center for American Progress. We would not have Trump as president if the Democrats had remained the party of the working class, University of California Irvine professor Bernard Brofman recently told the New York Times. Obama responded to the housing crisis with bailouts of the lenders and interlinked financial institutions, not of the folks losing their homes, and the stagnation of wages and income for the middle and bottom of the income distribution continued under Obama. We should be investing in deficit spending. A decade later, it's unclear what Biden gleaned from his experience with Obama. At some moments, he appears to finally be leaning away from his decades-long record as a budget-cutting fiscal hawk, instead campaigning to expand Social Security, then embracing the idea of $2,000 stimulus checks, and most recently declaring that we should be investing in deficit spending in order to generate economic growth. And yet, at other moments, he has done the opposite. He initially urged Democratic lawmakers to accept a stimulus plan with no stimulus checks. And tellingly, 8 days after a violent right-wing uprising at the U.S. Capitol had eviscerated the GOP, he resuscitated and rewarded the party by signaling that even though he needs no Republican votes, he would rather cut a deal with them on his first stimulus legislation than use ruthless legislative tactics to pass a more robust bill with only Democratic support. This version of Biden mutes the call for bold action and reflexively praises the GOP. He has asserted that once Trump is gone, Republican leaders would have an epiphany and suddenly learn to work together with Democrats. He has also reportedly suggested he is not interested in investigating the outrages of the Trump administration. He has continued to say, "We need a Republican Party," and he recently promised that, "I'll never publicly embarrass GOP lawmakers."